I'm Billy Henry, and this summer, we're offering a special deal to fans of Stardate. You can get year-long subscriptions to our same-day radio podcast and Stardate magazine for a total of just $35, $10 off the regular price. Details at stardate.org, and thank you for your support.
Stardate August 2nd. For most Americans, the Milky Way is more of an idea than a reality. Light pollution blocks the view of the Milky Way and much more. So for most, the only way to see the Milky Way is to get out of town, to visit dark locations far from city lights. Fortunately, there are still quite a few places where the skies are dark enough for the Milky Way to shine through. The International Dark Sky Association certifies many dark sky locations, parks, towns, and even entire regions. Such locations have taken steps to ensure that their skies remain dark. They use street lamps that have a redder glow, which is less troublesome than blue light, for example. They ban certain types of outdoor lighting and require that other types be shielded so their light goes down, not up. There are about 140 certified sites in the United States. This year alone, the association has certified towns in Texas and Utah, a wildlife area in Michigan, and a large chunk of Oregon. The list includes many national parks, such as the Grand Canyon, and McDonald Observatory is inside one of the world's largest dark sky sanctuaries in West Texas. If you have nice dark skies, tonight is a great time to look for the Milky Way. At nightfall, it arcs from the teapot of Sagittarius in the south, through the Swan high in the east, and down to W-shaped Cassiopeia low in the northeast. The magnificent glow of our home galaxy. We have more sky watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.